AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Biden administration has been planning for weeks to end Title 42, a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention order from the Trump era designed to keep asylum seekers from crossing the border with Mexico amid then concerns about the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the restriction is set to end May 23rd.
I think it's important to remember that Title 42 is not an immigration policy or an immigration authority. It's a health authority. So yes, it was coordinated with the Secretary of Homeland Security and through an interagency process. And there's been planning in the works 4 months for this possibility that the CDC to take this action.
Russia attacks rail and fuel targets far from the front lines.
Russia unleashed a string of attacks on rail and fuel installations deep inside Ukraine Monday, far from the front lines of Moscow's new eastern offensive. The attacks apparently were designed to thwart resupply efforts for Ukrainian fighters. In Kharkiv, residents waded through the rubble and searched for supplies. In an interview with the Associated Press, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said more military assistance is needed from the West.
As long as Russian soldier puts a foot on Russian, on Ukrainian soil, nothing is enough.
Moscow now says its goal is to take the Donbas, the mostly Russian-speaking industrial region in eastern Ukraine. I'm Mike Gracia.
Grand Rapids, Michigan police have identified Christopher Schur as the officer who shot and killed a black man, Patrick Leoya, during a traffic stop. Santa Fe County Sheriff's investigators released video evidence in the ongoing investigation of a fatal shooting last October of a cinematographer by actor and producer Alec Baldwin on the set of a Western movie. The release includes video of investigators debriefing Baldwin after the shooting, as well as rehearsal clips showing Baldwin in costume practicing a quick draw maneuver with a gun. This is AP News. Elon Musk is the top person at SpaceX and Tesla, and now the richest person in the world gets Twitter's board of directors to agree to his buying the company.
Musk has said Twitter hasn't been living up to its potential as a platform for free speech and has promised to be more lenient, policing content. Tech analyst Dan Ives at Wedbush says this is a risky move. It's more than just about freedom of speech.
But ultimately, it's really trying to shake up social media. I mean, he feels like it's a fragmented platform. He could significantly improve it. But there's growth challenges ahead.
Ives sees changes ahead, including the possibility of Twitter becoming a subscription service. And what does more of a freedom of speech focus mean?
This is really going to be a 12, 18-month project to try to transform Twitter.
Former President Donald Trump says he has no intention of rejoining Elon Musk's Twitter, even if his account is reinstated. He was barred after last year's Capitol riot. I'm Ed Donahue.
The purchase still needs stockholder and government approval. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.